Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 9th, 2006. Today's message is simply titled, Worth More. The scripture text is from Matthew 10, verse 31.
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
Brooksie and I sure do enjoy bird watching. We have a variety of feeders and birdhouses all around our property. Yesterday for our anniversary, we brought two more feeders, and we have already set them out with feed, and the birds found them right away. Our new one is hanging only about 4 feet from our office window, so that we're able to watch the birds feed as we prepare these messages and go about our other work at our desks. We also have a birdhouse with baby sparrows, but they sure aren't very photogenic. The sparrows made their nest in a birdhouse intended for bluebirds. The nest is built up about 6 inches deep, so we can barely see the birds through the opening. I still tried to take a photo, pointing the camera angle down into the small hole. If you look ever so carefully at the photo I have up on the website today, you will just see the baby sparrow looking up at you. Jesus often used observations from nature to teach spiritual truths. He used the sparrow to illustrate God's care for all of His creation, teaching His people the truth we all need to be regularly reminded of. He said, "So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." The great doctrine of providence states that God is superintending over all of His creation, in every way, at all times. He's got each single hair on every head counted. That would be the present tense. And not a single bird falls without His knowledge. The Westminster Catechism states, quote, "God's works of providence are His most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all His creatures, ordering them in all their actions to His own glory." End quote. Today, many of you are dealing with personal issues that bring on fear and anxiety. When I take the time to stop and really consider my emotions, I realize that I experience fear and anxiety when I'm not trusting and believing what God has said. Incredibly, God's remarkable providence extends to the comparatively insignificant sparrow, for one does not even fall to the ground apart from the will of God. Perhaps today you will want to personalize the truth in the daily scripture by proclaiming, "I will not be afraid, for I am worth more than many sparrows." And you sure are.
Jesus, it seems that fear and anxiety are the natural responses to life's uncertainties. Much like a computer that has a default function when it is not otherwise programmed to a different response, my emotional default seems to be fear and anxiety. But you want us to trust you for all that we have need of, whether it is material, spiritual, relational, or physical needs that we are dealing with. If you are concerned about the things that most people are incapable of knowing or choose to ignore, how can we doubt your interest in the matters that concern us greatly? Worrying increases stress and brings about fear and doubt, while trusting increases our faith and brings about strength and peace. Help me not to doubt that your eye is on me every moment of every day.
Amen. Not only on Brooksine, but upon me and upon each one of you listening to this podcast today. It is a joy to share with you today. The background music is an instrumental version of a great old hymn in the public domain called "His Eye is on the Sparrow." On the site today, I also have the words to this hymn, at least part of them, mentioned on the email post or website today, as well as 3 different versions of the song available as an online MP3 or downloadable audio file. I use three because each one of them have different forms of interest to me. And if you choose to listen to them, you're sure welcome. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We work together as a ministry team. Yesterday, we celebrated our 30th anniversary, and we rejoice at the privilege of continuing to serve God as long as He gives us breath. And this is one of the ways we do it. We share these messages over the Internet. Brooksine also would like to share with you today a work that she has done based upon the hymn, His Eye is on the Sparrow. It's a piece that is downloadable as a PDF where she shares the words to the song as well as some of the background. We hope it will bless you, and it may also be an encouragement to someone who is experiencing loss or chronic illness. You might want to share it with that person. Again, it's downloadable as a PDF, which is an interesting file format because regardless of what you have on your computer, generally speaking, PDFs download just like we create them. You can print it out. We use pretty background paper when we do it. Brooksine has quite a ministry of sharing this and other hymns, stories, and hymns with those in need. Well, have a blessed day today. May you have a tremendous confidence today that God loves you and His eye is on you today.